WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
The destroyer that is Samoa Joe is officially a part of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Finger Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sarah, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Points! 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 Joe is on Monday Night Raw.
Mick Foley's not happy about it.
Bless. Is that like the thing? Like you fall in step with the authority, or you get good with the authority, and they like clean you up and buy you a suit? Because holy crap, what did they do to Joe? They cleaned him up and bought him a suit. I mean, it's like, damn.
Yeah, he came out, brand new suit, cleaned him up, came out, gave Steph a big old hug, and basically declared that he's here to destroy people. He don't care, screw everyone. It took him 18 years to get here. He did it. Foley was not ecstatic about the way he's there, but he did it. Because if loyalty means beating up Rollins and putting him on the shelves, then so be it. He put the entire locker room on notice, saying he will choke them out and beat them down again and again and again. Roman came out, and Reigns tried to threaten him. Or told Joe to threaten him, and Reigns said he didn't think they had met before. He said he was the baddest man in WWE, and this is his yard. And Reigns told him to shut his mouth, or he would cave it in. And, well, they made the main event for Monday Night Raw, Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns.
I'm actually legit excited about this, I'm not going to lie. I'm legit excited for this, because it's like, we've been waiting for Joe to show up on the main roster, waiting to see what he's going to do. They've put him on Raw, and they're putting him up against Reigns, and it's just too hard-hitting dudes going against each other, and it's like, it's the one Samoan in Samoa Joe that is not related to the Dynasty, going up essentially against the Dynasty. It's like, yes! Do it! Do the thing, Joe! Do the thing! Do it for all of us!
Pretty much, yeah.
I just, that's how I am, is it's just like, I love Joe. I adore Joe. I want Joe to be, like, amazing. So, plus, because, you know, points, because I'm selfish like that, but it is. It's just, it's like, come on, Joe. Come on. Mess him up. Do your thing. Just do your thing. Please. Do your thing.
All right. We'll get to that main event here in a bit.
I was a bit excited.
A little bit. Sheamus, Cesaro, and Bayley were walking backstage and go.
Sheamus has no idea what to do with Bayley, and it's so cute. He just stands there and he looks at her and he's like, what the hell is this? What do I do with it? And Cesaro's just like so into it with her, and he's just looking at Cesaro like, I can't take you anywhere. He just, every time he's with them, he questions his life choices at least 5 times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I don't know who thought of this, but give that person a raise. Seriously, give that person a raise.
Speaking of Bayley, she lost to Nia Jax tonight thanks to a distraction from Charlotte.
Boo.
But Bayley gets her rematch for the title another title shot next week on Raw.
Yay!
That should be really good.
It should be really good.
Braun Strowman defeated 4 dudes.
one of them ran away. He felt unsatisfied with the four dudes, technically the three dudes, and he demanded more competition.
And then fully booked Roman versus Reigns at Fastlane, because that's a thing.
You mean Roman versus Strowman?
Roman versus Strowman, yes. I was reading the recap and I had Roman versus Reigns ran. This is what happens when I read a recap. In your 205 live match, Akira Tozawa defeated Nico Guy and Drew Gulak.
Yay for Tozawa, boo the fact that Gulak lost, because points.
In other 205 live action, they all came. Neville was in the ring being interviewed by Austin Aries, and then out came five other cruiserweights who are all getting a number one contenders match tomorrow night on 205 live.
Dude, could Noam Dar's thighs be any shinier? Did he just, like, dip himself in baby oil before he came out? Noam, honey, a little dab does you. You don't need to be shiny.
But maybe Alicia Fox likes him shiny.
Okay, how she likes him is her business. We don't need to be knowing all that.
Maybe
keep your kinks to yourself.
Maybe that's why she wasn't with him. Maybe she was covered up in his, you know, baby oil, if you know what I mean.
Moving on.
Because it's Alicia Fox. Perkins, Gallagher, and Alexander defeated Nice, Noam Dar, and Neville, because Neville left. Neville, stop leaving these tag matches. Costing him points, man.
Keep leaving the tag matches. It's costing him points.
You know, we got a tease for next week on Raw. The makeover of Emma to Emelina next week.
Lies.
Maybe.
Lies.
Maybe.
I won't believe it till she actually steps out on Raw. I mean, I'm so just over those promos. It's a joke now. That's the thing. I feel so bad for her, because I feel like no matter what they do with this, for this debut, she is so screwed, because it's a joke now. Like, everybody's just laughing at it. And I know people are excited for it, but people are more inclined to joke about it, which means it's gonna die pretty quick. Unless she makes a huge splash. And I feel so bad for her. Because this is not her fault.
No, it's not her fault. Not at all. But...
excuse me.
But, you know, we'll see what happens next week. Maybe.
Maybe.
Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson took on Sheamus and Cesaro for the Royal Tag Team titles. Anderson and Gallows beat Sheamus and Cesaro by disqualification when they got into a brawl with Enzo and Cass on the outside, which means probably a triple threat at Fastlane.
Enzo, Cass, mind your own business, okay? You cost me points. Screw you guys.
We have the Seth Rollins update. He tore his MCL, which we already knew.
No word on if he's having surgery, no word on time frame, so I think they're still trying to keep WrestleMania in the picture, but it's a day-by-day thing with him.
New Day brought up having maybe getting their own ice cream, and they beat the Shining Stars.
If it's not Rainbow and Sherbert, I'm going to be really disappointed.
So, the two best friends you could ever have, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, came to the ring. And Owens talked about how he retained the title despite everyone saying he won it. And then Chris Jericho was offended, because they were calling someone the greatest of all time, which is his nickname. Which means Tom Brady...
you just made the list!
And it got a huge pop.
It makes up for the sting of yesterday just a little bit.
Jericho pushed an idea of a champion versus champion, best friend versus best friend match at WrestleMania to headline it. But Owen said he can't fight his best friend, Q Goldberg. Goldberg says he's never won to turn down a fight, so he accepted Brock Lesnar's challenge. And Owen said Goldberg accepting the challenge is a good choice because it would be the perfect undercard for KO Mania 2. Owen says Jericho right and said they are the main event. Owens asked Goldberg if he knows why he's the longest reigning Universal Champion. Goldberg's like, because you never faced me, boy. And Goldberg says he understands he has an open card for Fastlane and then, well, challenged him to a fight. Jericho scolded him for interrupting and said, well, they were spitting some fire. Not straight fire like Becky Lynch, but some fire. Jericho asked Goldberg if he knows what happened to people who make their own matches. He was about to put him on the list, but, you know, Goldberg went, nope, I'm going to do it. And he goes, I just made the list. I thought that was great.
It was a really, really good segment. Very strong segment.
Yeah, Jericho said Goldberg has a fat mouth, and he never liked him. Jericho told Goldberg if he wants a match at Fastlane, he's got it. Against Kevin Owens for the WWE Universal title. Owens wasn't happy. Jericho told Owens that Goldberg can't talk to him like that. Goldberg told Owens that it looks like he and his title are next. Good stuff.
It was really good stuff, but I'm kind of not looking forward to Owens and Goldberg, not gonna lie.
It's gonna be a 3-minute squash.
I'm just not looking forward to it at all. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. The Rock and Roll Express are going to the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about more about the Thursday on the Rack. Chris Jericho defended the U.S. title against Sami Zayn. They had a really good match for about 10 minutes. Jericho retained after Kevin Owens super kicked Sami Zayn, and then he hit the codebreaker for the win. Good match.
Good match. Kevin helping his friend, like a good friend does.
So, in honor of friendship, next week, in Las Vegas, we're going to have the Festival of Friendship.
Oh, God. All I could think was Team Hell No, and it makes me smile, because I kind of can't wait for this, because Chris Jericho is putting this together. So if I don't get dancers and a G-string, I'm going to be really disappointed, because it's Jericho.
And then we had Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns got attacked by Samoa Joe before the match started. We questioned whether Reigns can do the match, come back from break. They had a pretty good match. I liked it. Braun Strowman showed up, distracted Roman Reigns. Samoa Joe destroyed him, laid him out with the Uranage, and got the three.
I think Roman had a little bit of a hard time with Joe.
Why is that?
There was something about him where it's like you can tell this is the first time that they've like worked together, obviously. So there was a little bit of a struggle with it for Roman. But other than that, they just kind of beat the crap out of each other.
Which is always fun.
This sounds really wrong, but I wish they had made Joe just a little bit more dominant over Roman. I understand he's your top babyface, but you're trying to push Joe as your number one heel right now. So it's like you just need to have him go out there and just mess people up. I'm not saying it's a 2-minute squash, but, you know, have Roman no sell a little bit less.
After the match, Braun Strowman destroyed Roman Reigns with steel steps and then drove him through the barricade. Because Braun.
Like you do.
So that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. A show by the numbers, but it was good all around. There was nothing bad about the show.
There's nothing bad. It was a decent show. I mean, it's something that I think they didn't go all out with it because SmackDown has Chamber at the end of the week and SmackDown has to do their go home, so you don't necessarily want Raw to be stronger than SmackDown. So I think that's partially why they did what they did, but we'll see.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about the Elimination Chamber and SmackDown this Thursday night on The Rack.
That's right, tune in. We have news, we have notes, we have NXT, and we are talking all things Elimination Chamber. You don't want to miss it Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Speaking of Elimination Chamber, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll do a WWE Elimination Chamber simulation for all you guys, so check it out before it hits YouTube, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is another edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Say what? The greater than great debate vacation spots. Come up with by the one and only Team Chat. It's not 256 like the intern did for movies. But you can check that out at CBRadioLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio returns 11 p.m. Eastern to recap everything that goes down at WWE Elimination Chamber. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for you viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to girlwork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here, WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.